Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Is Shaq caught up in a scandal with Kerry Washington?
And Champagne Poppy is hoping his new diamond chain brings luck to Toronto sports teams.
Well, he has too much money, child. And later, we're dishing with DC Young Fly about his new show, Celebrity Squares and More. But what you got first, Tamar?
Baby, you know I got the tea.
Oh,
girl,
I know.
The tea. Baby, it looks like Miss Khloe Kardashian might have a change of heart towards her baby daddy.
No.
Cheating Tristan Thompson.
Cheater.
Y'all remember when Khloe said that she was done with Tristan for good?
Yeah.
I knew that wasn't gonna last that long.
Me?
Yeah, he walked with a limp. Well, she's acknowledging that fate could have a different plan for her and her cheating man, y'all. So on the recent episode of The Kardashians, Khloe addressed her ex-boyfriend calling her his person and admitted that it could be a possibility for them to hook up in the distant future, she said. Listen, y'all, this is what homegirl said. I don't know what 5 or 10 years will bring. If he's my person, then he's meant to be my person. But right now, I'm not going to make my life any harder than it has to be. So I'm going to have as much of a seamless, fantastic co-parenting relationship as I can.
See, that's a woman right there who knows what it is.
What is it? What?
You're gonna get cheated on. And like, you know, so as soon as you understand the rules of the game in which you are playing, you know how to move accordingly.
And she clearly knows that already because it's happened more than thrice.
This is why you have mediocre, because you keep going back to things that are not good for you. Like, what do you mean? How is this your person? And this person has betrayed you over and over and over again. Are you kidding me?
And he says she's his person.
Right.
It's deep.
Now, she is his person because she keep forgiving his ass.
Yeah.
She keep letting him come back. Now he live with her because his mom recently passed away and the brother is special needs.
He's taking care of the
and
brother.
They all live with Khloe.
Wow. Yeah.
But now the whole family is chipping in to take care of the little brother and his roof caved in and he's getting it repaired and there's a lot of construction going. I'm like, boy, you got enough money to get your own place.
They can put him in the next Bible. He going through all the like the, just the hardships and atrocities.
Exactly.
This is like class. She's got that big heart though, you know?
Khloe does have a big heart.
She
already know from what she did with Lamar.
Yeah.
She took him back and went to help him.
Khloe could be the next Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
Because she is very forgiving. Giving,
she
you know
is.
What I'm saying? No matter
she
what
is.
Your sins are. I think we've seen this story before,
I think she'll forgive
y'all.
You, Gary, all the things you said about her if she meets you.
Yeah, because I mean,
she'll
I'm a forgivable
you.
Person. I mean, I didn't mean to say
you didn't
that.
Mean to
I,
say.
I didn't mean to say
it.
He didn't mean to say
and
those
if she
things.
She gave Tristan all those times. She got to give you a shot.
Exactly.
You might have to lay it down really well, though.
Yeah, well.
Lay what down?
Yeah, but lay what down?
And the apologies. What?
Moving on.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, looks like Shaq is trying to get caught up in a scandal.
Oh, scandal.
So last week, Kerry Washington was asked who was the most famous person to slide into her DMs, and she said Shaq.
Wow.
Shaquille O'Neal. He's a big scandal fan. He's always like, I'll do anything for a command. Well, Shaq recently appeared on the Jennifer Hudson Show, and he was asked to share the tea on why he slid into Kerry's DMs, and he shared this. Y'all, take a look.
First of all, I wasn't DMing him.
Well, what you call it?
I'm a fan of hers, and we were talking about scandal.
Because we want to know what he was DMing, right?
I said, first of all, I said, God bless you, I'm proud of you, and I love your show. Because I was watching Scandal. Like, I wasn't watching when it was on, so I picked it up. I'm a binge watcher, so I watched like 7 seasons, like 3 days. And then when it went off, I couldn't find it, so I jumped in the DM and was like, hey, is Scandal coming back on?
I believe it. I believe it 100%.
I believe him, too. I believe him, too.
And Shaq truly does strike me as a person who, if he is a fan of something, he's going to reach out just to see if he can get the inside scoop. Because, like, everybody knows and loves Shaq.
Right. Also, I'm real curious. Who's the biggest celeb who's ever slid in y'all's DMs? I got to plead the fifth of Vaca on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Who tells? No one tells that.
No one has ever slid in my DMs.
Lies.
Ever.
Lies.
Have you checked all the columns?
You don't check.
Check the requests right now.
No one's in my DMs. I'm telling you guys. Never.
On all the platforms.
You have to accept all the requests.
Yeah.
It's two, right? And then there's like one like spam.
Requests.
I'm sure you don't get all the requests. It's a million requests.
No one is in my DMs.
We'll look right now. We'll look right now.
No one is in my DMs, y'all.
How
telling
you find your DMs, hello?
He don't even know how to work Facebook.
He's like, what's a DM?
He don't even know how to work MySpace.
Gary still gets actual fan mail.
Right.
Mail. Do all that, child.
Moving on. Looks like Champagne Poppy wants to see another championship brought back to his hometown, and he's hoping his dazzling new chain that he recently purchased will inspire Toronto sports teams to bring home trophies. So the Six Gods shared an Instagram video of a colorful chain designed by celebrity jeweler Alex Moss, and the jewel-encrusted piece pays homage to the city, featuring key icons of the Canadian town, like the CN Tower, and its sports teams such as the Raptors and the Maple Leafs and the Blue Jays.
Oh, that's cute. That's
Very beautiful, very detailed.
Nice.
My pumpkin don't know what to do with all that money. I can show him some things.
How to blow a couple million real fast.
Oh, baby.
How much did that cost?
No, that's cute, though. That's a cute piece to have.
Yeah, they charge him an arm and a leg, but it's not worth an arm and a leg.
You already know.
Thank you. We know that, honey. Child, please, honey. Alex Moss couldn't believe his luck. When Shaq came there, whoever his name is, Drake went there, honey.
He said Shaq.
Wait, what do you mean? Do you think he overpaid for it? Or?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah?
He definitely did, because he has it. People ask for higher amounts.
Exactly.
We know what diamonds are worth.
Yeah. Mm. And then those small diamonds, but it's a cute piece.
Yeah.
Those are pieces.
The pieces of me, darling.
And I don't even think this is going to really truly bring luck to the teams of Canada.
Right, it's not.
The only person it's going to bring luck to is the person who steals this chain eventually. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And pawns it.
Yeah. Hilarious. All right, y'all, it is time for
Dixie Dish Coming!
Okie dokie, now down in Florida, because of course it's Florida, a 34-year-old woman named Catherine Eves was arrested for and charged with theft after leaving a Walmart without paying for her $160 worth of stuff. She wandered through the store for 3 hours before leaving through the tire center where no cashiers were present.
Oh, my God.
Reportedly, a security guard tried to get her to come back, but Catherine told police that she ran off because she thought he was trying to holler at her. Mm. Which is an excellent defense.
She ain't no holler back, girl.
Right.
She's like, I'm out.
A few times she's been around that track.
And I know Catherine is not of the African descent.
Why you say that?
Girl, please, they would have stopped her ass, honey, before she put the first thing in her purse, honey. Be for real. And then you gonna just walk out the store and go through the tire department and all that. They say they thought just hollering at them.
No, she's apparently good at stealing, because anybody who knows how to steal really well knows that the tire department is the best place to leave, because no one's really clocking that section
like that.
Yeah, it's like the garden.
Right.
Oh, garden section.
Yeah. Especially during holiday season, Christmas time. I didn't tell y'all that.
It does remind me of those scenarios where it's like, oh, man, you see that sometimes you're just trying to be like, excuse me, ma'am, you dropped this. And then they're like, I have a boyfriend. You know, you're like, hold on, this ain't got nothing to do with that. You know, like, open the door, I've got a boyfriend. Don't hit on me. Ma'am, you're under arrest.
Yeah.
You know,
like, she didn't get arrested. Up next, Sherry's dishing on how she turns back time with her younger man, A.E. Details after the break.
They still
together?
She
back
with
him.
Yeah, I thought they were. Yeah, oh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, y'all, it seems that Cher is still in love with her 37-year-old boo-thang A.E. and can't nobody do nothing about it.
Okay.
So while promoting her first ever holiday album, Christmas, that A.E. produced on, right, Cher said the past year they've been together has been worth it, honey. Ooh. She's had the time of her life,
oh,
she said.
Her.
And just like us, Cher was also surprised by her romance because she believed she was too old to go out with younger men and that she would never fall in love, y'all, via text, is what she said. Well, y'all, she totally did. She did what she said she wouldn't do, and look at her now. That's why you never say never.
Oh, my God, right. So she's saying she's in love?
Yes.
But I want, I mean, I don't know, and I know y'all two probably don't know, Tanner and Hickory. I wonder what it's like a younger man performing with an older woman. Is it the same, or...
Are you...
He's asking you, Tanner.
Go ahead. No, please, please. Like, I would imagine if you were doing it with an ancestor, right?
You know what?
Or someone who's older, you want to be a little bit more careful and cautious because you don't want to be the person who crippled Cher.
Right. You call that lady an ancestor. You know what I mean?
She's an antique. You know what I'm saying? Like someone who is beloved and who has been around for a long time. Yeah. And you don't want to, like, braid her legs or anything or, like,
he's
do anything
hell.
That you get
right
and come back from. I did my research, and according to the research, 40 to 49 is a cougar, 50 to 59 is a jaguar, 60 to 68 is a panther, 69... Pussycat. Just 1 year, that's all you get to be a pussycat.
Where'd you find this?
70 to 79 is a cheetah.
You just made this
When do
up?
We get into like extinct animals like saber-tooth?
Not a saber-tooth.
Like, they already get long in the teeth. Okay. Well, Austin's Tamar has got some very exciting news. All them chefing YouTube videos finally done paid off. She's been whipping it on the stove, and she's landed a cooking show on TV One with your mom,
yes.
Dr. Evelyn Braxton. Yeah. Big up.
Yes, mommy.
Yeah. Well, actually, guys, this show is 10 years in the making.
Oh, wow.
You know, sometimes, you know, you give God your plans and he lasts, right, until the time, his timing, right?
Yeah.
But we're just really grateful that we have this time now to, you know, showcase our cooking and our stories and all the fun that we have in the kitchen, because one thing that you know about me and my sisters is that we sing and we cook.
I'll be watching you online, like, whipping up, like, you know, random meals. I'm already hungry. So what is, like, some of the first couple meals we're going to get to see?
Well, you know, it's not all going to be soul food, but it's soul food inspired because, you know, like, when you cook from the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, you know, traditional fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, everything we love. But, you know, like, we know how to make, you know, Asian cuisine. You know how to make Mexican cuisine. You know how, yes. Tablescaping.
Tablescaping? What is that?
How to set a table, how to host.
Oh, is Logan going to be in the show?
If y'all know Logan, he's going to be all over that thing.
Well, we got to remind fans that we are 1 week away from the kickoff of the 10-year anniversary for the Love and War Tour. Are you excited? Are you nervous? What is going on in your
head? I am nerve-skited.
That's a new one. That's two new words in like less than 5 minutes.
I want everyone to get the experience that they are looking for, and that's just my prayer.
And with that being said, why don't you just sing us a little note, Tamar, to remind the people what kind of show it's going to be?
Like, or you can go to Ticketmaster and get the remaining tickets to the experience of your life. Won't he do it?
All right. Up next, we've got comedian and actor DC Youngfly dishing in the studio about his game show Celebrity Squares and much more. Right after the break.
I'm on that show, too.
Oh!
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey.
All right, now today we got a special guest in the building, and he's here to promote his new show, Celebrity Squares. Put your hands together for comedian, actor, artist, TV personality, DC Youngfly.
I like the little setup right here.
Appreciate it. Now, people loved Hollywood Squares back in the day.
Yes.
What can we expect with this new version that you in?
The new version is just, you know what I'm saying, we kind of like bridging the gap from the older generation to the new generation, because it's not really a game show that we got out right now that we can really watch, especially for the younger generation, you know what I'm saying, that you can watch with your mama. So I feel like the Celebrity Squares is bringing in that nuance and that great energy that you can sit down with the elderly couple, and not only that, talk a little talk.
Talk a little talk.
But nah, it's definitely going. It's gonna be big.
Okay, so growing up in Atlanta, did you ever think that you would be hosting a game show?
I mean, you know what? I come from theater, so it's not hard for me to adjust.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it was like, the game show was always for the elder generation.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or it's nobody's gonna be here for 20, 25 years doing game show hosting unless you was kind of like brought into it or grandfathered in.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody just gives it to you or you have
for
to work
sure.
for it.
Right.
But it's like I never saw myself hosting a game show. It was always just acting, music. But now it's like, all right, we opening that hosting bag.
Yeah,
but,
awesome.
And it's a nice bag, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Yeah. A, you know, you open it up, you're like, this for me?
But DC, we got a colleague in common talking about Jessie Wu,
right.
who unfortunately wasn't able to be here today
My
for this
doubt.
Interview. But she's amazing on Wild and Out and on Dish. How do you think she would do on Celebrity Squares?
First of all, her voice is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I would love for you and her to do a song together.
She's opening up for me on my tour.
Yes.
Talk your... Go, Jess! Go, Jess! You hear me? Talk your talk.
That's right. Yes.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, for her to be a guest on the show, for her to be a host, she has the look. You know what I'm saying? She has the range.
Yep.
And I believe in anything that she does, and I'm always supportive.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We are, too.
Okay. So now, DC, so you know I have some good tea.
Talk your talk.
All right. Now, so who is the squarest celebrity you've ever met?
The squarest? I wouldn't call them the squarest because I like to respect people in their own originality. You know what I'm saying? Just because you might not hang with me or my crew,
right.
don't mean you're a square.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You very popular in your own region and who you hang with.
Right.
I wouldn't say the squarest. Just down to earth, chill.
Nick Cannon?
Nah, Nick, that my dog. Me and Nick on the same bed. Yeah. You'll be surprised. Like, I wouldn't say the square is he's very chill.
Mm.
Tay Diggs.
Okay.
Okay.
He's very like
relaxed.
Yeah. He's very like,
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Tay, man, what the hell?
Right.
This ain't Stella got a groove back.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But he's very like,
Still. Point Dexter.
Yeah,
what I mean? Yeah.
But it's like in his own way, you dig?
Right. Yeah.
Teleprompter?
Yeah, that's you.
Oh, that me?
That you,
okay.
boy.
Oh, what's up, y'all? I'm not leaving just yet. We're going to have a little fun when we come with a little R&B freestyle game. Coming right back.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Oh, you got that host today.
You did on that. You done see the prompter, too? All right, that me? Oh, okay. Say hello.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
And yo, Bina, we got the homie here. It's only right that we play an improv game with you. So let's have some fun. Big shout out to our producer, Bianca. She threw a word at us, and we're going to have to come up with an R&B song as a team, kind of like how y'all rock it on Wild and Out.
R&B.
Like, we'll set it off, like, you know, with one word, and then we're going to hit it line by line. Are you ready?
Okay. Okay. Of course, we're going to start with me, right? Okay. A song. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. That boy Square, he talked too much.
DC got a show coming on that you can touch.
Ooh.
I'm glad it wasn't me.
A bitch from Chicago and nobody I trust.
Oh, it's on me. Damn. I'm gonna give you a thrust.
Wow.
Damn, Gary. I took Gary.
Gary. Gary.
Gary.
Well, I'm talking square this to you, baby.
Oh.
Supposed to rhyme, Gary.
Oh, that didn't rhyme?
Thrust.
Oh, thrust. Oh, I must. Take that thrust.
Wait.
Did you hear?
What'd you say?
I said I must take the thrust.
Oh, I know that's right.
Wait a minute, Gary, time out. Not my thrust.
That line was hella sus.
Yeah.
Gary, you're doing too much.
Yeah. I'm sorry, DC. Gary must take that thrust.
Thank you so much, DC, for coming to hang out with us on Dish Nation. Let the people know where and when they can catch Celebrity Squares.
Hey, man, you can catch Celebrity Squares on VH1 October 17th at 8 p.m. Don't miss it. I'm telling you, go get your popcorn ready. Get your grandma ready all the way down to your great niece. This one of them TV shows that you can watch. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. That's what's up. Yeah. Woo! DC Young Fly, y'all.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Wayfair's big sale is here. It's Way Day, and it's on now. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. Now through October 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So build your cart and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.